This statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomo the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, mice, whales, and it doesn't matter whether they're land whales or the sea world kind. Anyways, any other mammals, birds, frogs, fish, snakes, slugs, or geckos. Goddamn geckos walking on walls and shit like they think they're Jesus or some such shit. Iguana, I guess that means we can crucify them all. Hopefully none of them rise from the dead after 3 days. We sure don't want any of that sort of backfiring thing happening. Anyways, we'll figure it out. They're all gone now. All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomo the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo the Sparkling. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomo the Destroyer. If not, you are a loser, and shame on you. But you can catch yourself up at ZomoTheDestroyer.com, I guess. Greetings from Retard Island. More specifically, Technical Support Monkey's house, as Iguana has been banished here for 2 weeks, while Georgie and her chimp clan finish packing up and start moving stuff into the new house in Victoria. Well, more specifically, Victoria, Surrey. Michusin. Ku Klux Klanny Drive, which she keeps insisting that's not the name of the road, but I can read a map. Anyway, apparently Georgie thinks Iguana can't be left alone in the new house, lest Iguana get any peace and quiet and unsupervised alone time. So, lest Iguana make any executive decisions about the decor or the paint colors or any of that stuff. Because Lord knows Iguana would do them better than Georgie, and apparently her fragile ego can't take that. Anyways, so I can't be left alone in the new house while she's running back and forth to the old house for stuff. Apparently can't be left alone in the old house either, because, like I said, not allowed to have any peace or quiet or unsupervised alone time. Anyway. Where's that going with this? Well, we all know, I mentioned painting. We all know Georgie's got no taste whatsoever. So Iguana worries how hideously ugly the new house will be when it gets there, because she's going to be painting it while I'm incarcerated at Technical Support Monkey's house. It's probably going to have Barbie pink and puke orange and pedophile purple walls everywhere, all in the same room, all together in every room. Well, I like the color salon. I'm an artist and I named it. Artist. You can't even do color theory. Disgusting. Anyway, at least Iguana has Hoppy and the Frog Disciples there to spy on her. As they got to move there immediately. Iguana gets to make sure that they will be getting to move there immediately. The move technically is tomorrow, on the Monday, July 31st, but Iguana was banished here early. Anyways, where is it going with this? So, yeah, point is, Iguana has Hoppy and the Frog Disciples there. They will spy on her, and they will make sure Iguana's room is painted lime green as per Iguana's specific instructions. And she went and paint the rec room, which is going to be my secret downstairs lab, to replace the secret basement lab. Anyways, she ain't going to paint that lime green. And she did eventually give in to having three walls, a kind of a light brown that matches my tail stripes, and one wall kind of a sage green, which is not the same as lime green. Although Georgie insists, well, you have kind of a sage green, like grayish green on the top of your head. Yeah, that's not why you picked it, you bitch. Anyways, she insisted on leaving the brick parts on the bottom part of the wall on the one side painted white, because blah, blah, resale, blah, blah, compromise, blah, blah, bullshit, blah, blah, blah. And like you said, Hoppy and the Frog Disciples are apparently allowed to be there because they will be living in the pond in the front yard. So, Georgie couldn't have the excuse about paint fumes or some such crap bugging them, so I bet Georgie thinks she can lock them out or something. But I told Hoppy to follow that chimp bitch around and make sure she doesn't go unpacking any of Iggy's stuff. I don't want her chimp cootie germs on my things, and also I don't want her confiscating any of Iguana's good stuff. Yeah. The replacement taser my cousin Sticky sent me and stuff that I'm supposedly not supposed to have. Screw you, Georgie. Anyways, point is, at least Hoppy's there to act as my enforcer. Now, like I mentioned, Iguana would have preferred if I had to spend 2 weeks not being able to supervise Georgie to spend it in the old house, you know, or over at Mr. Heidel's. But Georgie's being a Gestapo bitch about how Mr. Heidel lets Ig eat whatever Ig wants, you know, because he's decent, so he lets me eat berries and pie and whatnot. You know, so apparently can't have that because stupid vet. Anyway, so bright and early on Wednesday morning, Ig was sent off to be imprisoned in Crofton with technical support monkey and her rancid farts that she keeps blaming on the pulp mill. Even though the pulp mill was 3 or 4 miles away. Anyways, whatever. Of course, there's that mountain lion that lives down the street as well over on Maple Mountain and comes into her yard at night looking to murder Iggy. Its technical support monkey insists it only showed up the one time and supposedly only eats deer, but we all know them mammals stick together and make excuses for one another. Anyway. So technical support monkey was already on the stupid island. So Iggy had to ride in the big blue truck with her dad. There's not much for conversation. Well, at least not much for conversation that interests Iguana, you know. He was talking about airplanes and old cars and why setting up credit card auto payments for your internet bill is a massive conspiracy to make you forget about your bills and how much you owe, therefore making you go over your limit so they can charge interest. Yeah, I don't know. Iguana kind of tuned him out and just did a lot of, I just did that a lot. Anyways. So, most annoying, of course, of the whole trip was he mentioned that at some point that he had houseplants in the back of the truck, but he refused to open the back, you know, it's like a rolling door thing. So Iguana wasn't able to sample them houseplants. Anyway, so we get to technical support monkey's house after what seemed like an eternity. Well, it was apparently only 8:15 in the morning. And there's technical support monkey, all alert and awake and needlessly cheerful. Anyway, they unloaded some stuff for the house, and when they weren't looking, Iguana nibbled on the few houseplants they had that weren't toxic. And they're all rather unpalatable, so they might as well have been toxic. Half of them were officially toxic. Like, what the hell's wrong with these people? God. Why do you have houseplants that Iguana can't eat? It makes no sense. It's a waste of something. Anyways, waste of space, waste of water, to the extent that technical support monkey remembers to water anything. Anyways, whatever. And Chimpette's dad went down to unload more stuff into the workshop at the other end of the yard, and Iguana had a nap in the living room after insisting technical support monkey close and lock all windows and doors in case the mountain lion came by. So they don't come around in like broad daylight like this anyways. Why should Iguana take a mammal's word for it?
Well, you can, like, look it up on Google if you don't believe me.
Yeah, Google's also written by mammals and filled with mammal lies, Chimpette.
Whatever, fine, I'll lock things up. God.
So anyways, Iguana curled up on this weird cowhide-covered coffee table slash ottoman slash meditation bench whatever thing that technical support monkey had. You know, over in a corner of the living room with a blanket and a couple throw pillows, and I tried to rest. Not quite to my liking, you know. Kind of more like a coffee table. It was very firm. Not at all cushy, you know. Anyway, technical support monkey, I guess once she figured I was asleep, she went outside down to the workshop to spray paint some dumb plastic ceiling medallion, whatever. Anyway, so with her out of the way, Iguana left the stupid little living room coffee table ottoman whatever thing, and I went down the hall and I climbed in her bed and I stretched out on her bed for my nap instead. Much more comfortable, you know, still a little bit of firmness, you don't completely sink in, but you get a little bounce and wiggle and squishiness in that, you know, it was a much better bed, although it did reek of mammal breath and cheap perfume. What it did not reek of was dude monkey sweat, so, you know, I guess technical support monkey still ain't managed to get a date with the what's-his-face guitar dude yet. Well, she better get moving on that front, you know, and she better do it soon before her uterus and her other mammal bits fall out and shrivel up like an old moldy tomato left to rot in the blistering sun. Anyway, later on, she came to bug Iggy and shoo me out of her bed and make Iggy go pick berries in the garden.
You like berries, and like, we're working down by the workshop, so like, you can like pick some berries for your snack and you can eat them fresh out the.
Anyway, Iguana insisted on taking a steak knife for self defense. I know that garden ain't protected, if you know what I mean. Anyway, she eventually relented and let me have a steak knife, and down we went to the garden. Well, Chimpette was busy helping her dad pull some giant box thing out of the back of the truck we were in. Like, he was pulling it down on a dolly, but she was pulling on a rope tied to the back of it into the truck to counteract what he was doing. It's like, well, then what's the point? Isn't it supposed to come up? Anyways, some such crap. Anyways, so they were doing that, and I was kind of spazzing because I saw a murder bird circling in the sky. I yelled at Chimpette, and she was just like, so you stay there in the garden where it's safe. It's not safe, Chimpette. There's a murder bird in the sky.
What? That's not an eagle, Zomo. That's like the raven that lives here.
Of course, in looking up, she smacked her knuckle on a post, and she skinned it and almost lost control of the rope. Serves her right. Anyway, Iguana told her, you think ravens don't eat iguanas, you dumb bitch?
They eat, like, little things like mice and maybe small lizards like geckos, and you hate geckos anyways.
As all decent folks should. Geckos are eyeball-licking degenerate freaks, Chimpette.
Well, whatever. You're fine, Zomo. You have a knife anyways to defend yourself.
Iguana want a machine gun.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Zomo.
Anyway, so she wouldn't come and stand guard over Iggy and protect me. And they got the box down from the truck, and technical support monkey then scooped Ig up and took Ig back to the house. I didn't even get no damn berries, because, I mean, it's hard to concentrate on picking berries when you're worried about being murdered. I told her she'd come fencing all around the garden to keep the deer from eating the vegetables. Well, maybe she needs to put a wire grid thing across the top so the murder birds can't get Iguana.
Oh, chat to my dad.
Whatever. Anyway, the rest of Wednesday was pretty much boring, Chimpette. Going around pointing out supposed improvements she's made since the last time Ig was in prison here. You know, like she got a new fish tank set up in the living room with some stupid neon Tetris, and she put her iMac and her Pro Tools shit on the desk downstairs next to the wood stove, and like, I'm supposed to care about that. And she bought some stupid cactuses, which Iguana can't eat, obviously. And put them on the windowsill in the laundry room. And like I said, why did you waste money on plants Iguana can't eat?
Oh, it's like, I just like cactuses.
Idiot. Anyway, and she got some new striped white sheer curtains for the living room. Whatever. At least the curtains she put up in the dining room were sheer green with starbursts and kind of velour flocking stupid crap. Anyways, some sort of monstrosity from IKEA, I'm sure. By way of the Value Village thrift store, but at least they're green. The wrong shade of green, but you know, still, okay. They're green. Fine. Anyways, of course, the chimps still ain't got no TV here because they're too cheap to buy a new one, and the old one's still at the house on the mainland, and Technical support monkey hates TV and refuses to have one in the house until she's forced to when her dad moves here full time and brings the old one. And then she's not going to have a second one because I don't love TV. At least there's internet and YouTube, but yeah, I still like actual TV. You know, I like the Discovery Channel. I like the vet shows where you can, you know, see two-headed calves being bored and dying. And, you know, also the commercials suck, which they annoy me, but they really irritate the chimps. So if I insist on watching the commercials, I can drive the monkeys insane. It's a short drive for some of them. Anyway, so there's that. Oh, and Thursday, it's all a blur now. It all kind of blends in. Iguana got to interrupt another one of her Skypes with What's-His-Face Guitar Dude, who still hasn't seen my cousin Bo Pino to shake the little shit down for the $37 he owes Iguana. You can't run forever, Bo Pino. You pay up, you goddamn deadbeat motherfucker. Of course, it's entirely possible What's-His-Face Guitar Dude didn't bother looking for Bo Pino. Humans being human and all, but Iguana also sent several threatening messages to Bo Pino on Facebook, telling that loser to go find the gringo dude monkey from Canada who plays in a cover band, Led Zeppelin, something like that. But go find the dude from Canada with the guitars. There can't be that many of those down there. Anyways, and pay up, and then he's supposed to give the money. Technical support monkey is supposed to give the money to me. So anyways, the point is, it's not just the chimp's fault. I ain't got my money back. Bo Pino is being a deadbeat. Anyway, point is, Iguana got to heckle technical support monkey who's playing some song she claims to have written, but pretty sure she must have stolen it from someone else because, you know, it didn't completely suck. You know, it only sucked 87%, which is quite the accomplishment for human musicians. That's why I kind of doubt her sincerity. But anyway, whatever. Friday, the chimps went away in the big blue truck, and Iguana thought I was going to get some peace and quiet. Finally, I'll be at peace and quiet with no TV to watch. But anyways, it didn't last long as the chimps soon returned a mere 4 or 5 hours later with a sofa and a riding mower. I'm not a fan of their new sofa. It's charcoal gray, so I don't blend in or camouflage on it at all. It's rather too firm for Iggy's liking, too. His technical support monkey wanted back support. You know, you don't sink into it at all. It's kind of small and narrow because, you know, it has to fit on that side of the walls. Idiots. But the worst part, the very worst part of the sofa is when I stretched out along the top edge of it, and the technical support monkey got all uppity and she sat her fat chimp butt down on one of the seats. And I said to her, get your ass off the sofa, chimp. That Iguana is using it.
You're like sitting on the back and I'm sitting on one of the seats. There's room enough for both of us. It's a big couch.
It's not a big couch. But anyways, that's beside the point. Bad monkey, get off.
Where else am I supposed to sit, Samo?
The floor is right there, chimp. Anyway, there was no reasoning with her to get her the hell off the sofa. Of course, she'd long since hidden away the steak knives so Iggy couldn't find them, so Iggy couldn't enforce any, you know, boundaries, teach her any lessons. What else? Anyways, at least Iguana got to watch technical support monkey's dad mow the lawn. You know, yard work's usually at least mildly entertaining to watch, albeit much less so when a riding mower is involved. You know, the entertaining part is pointing and laughing at the human doing hard work. A lot less of that hard work when the human is sitting on a machine that does all the hard work for him. Well, you know, I did get to supervise and heckle while technical support monkey weeded the front flower bed and planted some lavender. And, you know, I hate lavender. Chimps like it for some stupid reason, but you can't eat it, so what the hell is the point of planting it?
Well, it's pretty, and it smells really nice, and the deer don't eat it, so it doesn't die?
Maybe the deer know something you don't, chimpette. Well, this technical support monkey was weeding and planting by hand and complaining about how it made her back hurt. So, got a little bit of entertainment value, I guess. She still ain't learned no monkey tricks, though. Not even a simple handstand. Who the hell is messaging me right now? I'm trying to record goddamn podcasting. Yeah, cousin Sparky. Okay, well, I'll respond to Sparky a little bit. You know, Sparky, did I mention Sparky? I mentioned Sparky. He's the reverend. He likes preaching about how God is an angry God who will soon punish the chimps and eradicate chimpdom from the planet Earth. You know, he's a feel-good preacher. Anyways, I'll respond to Sparky later. Sure as hell ain't got no message from Bopinu about my money, of course. Anyways, where was I? Oh yeah, technical support monkey and chimp tricks. So she ain't learned none. She don't know how to do a simple handstand or nothing. She don't even know how to do a simple trapeze act. It's nothing. She's not learned anything. She ain't even learned how to do any sword swallowing. Might have something to do with why what's-his-face guitar dude ain't in any rush to come back from Mexico anytime soon. I'm just saying, you know, maybe a little circus sword swallowing act might help her prospects. I'm just saying, possible. She won't even consider it, though. Anyway, whatever. So, I did get to watch her cutting up fabric for my quilt. Not that that's got a whole lot of, you know, entertainment value to it, but at least she started, and, you know, not that she's sewn anything back together, so instead of having a pile of big piece of fabric, now she's got a pile of little piece of fabric, and she's pissing and moaning about iguanas demand that now she gotta make it queen size for Iggy's new royal bed, and that, you know, Georgie's dad is supposed to be making me in the new house down in Victoria, Surrey. But, you know, tough shit. I want a queen-size quilt. Anyways, come hell or high water, Iguana's going to hassle her into finishing Iggy's quilt before my two-week prison sentence is up. Because it would seem that there are at least two more Skypes with What's-His-Face Guitar Dude to be interrupted with in those 2 weeks, and sure would be a shame if someone were to inform him about how technical support monkey is the sort of chimpat who doesn't keep her promises and doesn't know any monkey tricks and doesn't know nothing about sword swallowing. I'm just saying. Anyways, you know, I was mentioning about the promises bit. She's like, I never promised you it would be done before you have to go back to Georgie's house. I promised you it would be done before winter. Look outside, chimpat. The sky is gray and there's a cold breeze blowing up off the water. Winter will be here very soon.
No, like, winter doesn't start till December, Zamo.
Winter starts when it gets cold, Chimpette. Besides, it's already winter in Australia.
Yeah, we don't live in Australia. Like, they're all backwards from us anyways. Like, their summer is like our winter, and
you're just making excuses because you're lazy. Finish Iggy's quilt and you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then Iguana recited What's-His-Face Guitar Dude's phone number that Iggy saw in her contacts list on her phone when she wasn't paying attention. Anyway, so that lit a fire under technical support monkey's tuckus. And she's been pinning stuff all morning and vows to be sewing it together later tonight. Whining all the way, of course, but whatever. Human whining is music to Iguana's ears. Well, tympanic membranes, you know what I mean, obviously. I ain't got and them stupid-looking mammal ears sticking out of the side of my head like the chimps have. Anyways. Gwen gonna go have a nap. She's got the pieces of the quilt all arranged on top of the pool table in the basement downstairs. I'm gonna climb on top and have a nap on those pieces and roll around and screw it all up so she has to start again. Anyways, so I'm gonna go have that nap. And, that's it for this week's show. Iguana will inform you of the next stage of Iguana's imprisonment up here in the island. So take it you, Iggs, next week. Hopefully I'll have some entertaining news. You know, maybe I might be able to drive technical support monkey insane. That would be entertaining. We'll see. Wish me luck. Anyways, I'll talk to you, Iggs, next week. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zama the Destroyer. As I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, you rat them out to people they're trying to impress. And you can go to my website, ZamaTheDestroyer.com. Grab individual episodes there. Stream it, whatever. Anyways, talk to you next week. Bye.